Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Now, if you were not watching TV last night, and I was struggling to watch this on the plane, but I did it because you only get to witness history once, Brandon Marshall.
I didn't watch it.
LeBron James broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar scoring. Thank you for that soundbite. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record with a fadeaway jumper, not a skyhook. Oh, to Kareem himself, who made that move, his signature move. Listen, the Thunder did go ahead and still beat the Lakers 133-130, but that did not matter because all eyes were on LeBron James as he chased history and as he made history. 38-8. Well, now it's 38-390 career points because he scored 38 in the game. The game was actually stopped for 10 minutes. It was like, damn. You know, I don't know if you watched.
As it should have.
I don't know if you watched when Steph Curry broke the three-point record at the Madison Square Garden against my Knicks, but time stopped as well as it should have, like Pac said. And Adam Silver came center court and congratulated LeBron. But also a really cool moment was the fact that Kareem passed the basketball to LeBron almost as the symbolic passing of the torch. And, I mean, the crypto arena was just jam-packed. Denzel Washington, Jay-Z, Bad Bunny, LL Cool J, Usher, Andy Garcia. I mean, anyone who was anybody was there to witness King James break this record. Now, before we dive into the discussion, that has kind of consumed sports media today, Pac, did you get to watch it? And what does this achievement mean or make LeBron James?
Well, yes, I did get to watch it. I had a chance to be on radio last night. Me and Vontez, we bet it on FanDuel, and I think we bet it $600, and we won, I want to say, $1,900. So yes, I watched it. I am the biggest LeBron James fan slash friend slash whatever you want to call it.
Brandon, what do you what did you make of LeBron, Pat? No, you didn't get to see it, but obviously you can appreciate as an athlete breaking records, but not only breaking records, making history.
You know what? It was phenomenal. I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we were traveling out here.
I watched it on the plane.
You know what? I didn't even care about him breaking it. I'm not one of those guys where I need to see it. I need to be in the building. I need to see the moment, right? To me, I expected LeBron to do this. You know, he's that phenomenal. I think the coolest thing about LeBron is the way he goes about his business, how he conducts himself. He's literally putting himself in position to not only break this record, but break so many other records and go down as probably the most legendary athlete ever.
Okay.
Right? Now, he's not the GOAT.
We're going to dive into that conversation.
Okay, I'll
save that.
That's how I feel. But as far as legendary, you know, bringing others along, you know, making people better, you know, being a team guy, not a me guy, right? When he can dominate the basketball. Like, LeBron's just special, man, and what he's doing off the court is everything. So he deserves everything that he's getting. And he's really laying a new blueprint for the modern athlete.
Absolutely. I mean, and like you said, everything he's doing on the court, off the court, he's definitely laying the blueprint. But We would be remiss to not discuss the elephant in the room, the conversation that I think every single sports company, media conglomerate has hit today. It's not the Super Bowl.
It's not.
It's LeBron James and the GOAT discussion. Does LeBron James surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who I will say, and I think we can all agree, is one of the GOATs, if not for some people, the GOAT, depends on who you ask. Does this go ahead and solidify LeBron as the greatest of all time? Brandon, start with you.
So this is what I'm going to say. First off, we throw around the GOAT way too much. Okay. I need to stop doing this. I'm guilty of it. What does GOAT stand for?
Greatest of all time.
Okay, so that's singular, right? Not plural.
There could be GOATs from different eras.
No. GOAT, okay. Greatest of all time, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm guilty of this. I think we need to stop this madness of this guy's a GOAT, that guy's a GOAT. No, there's one. And that one GOAT is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
Oh.
Are you over there laughing, brother?
All right.
Come on, man.
Let me ask you something. Does Michael Jordan hold the assist record? Yes or no?
No.
Is it Stockton? It's LeBron James.
The assist record?
Does Michael Jordan owns the points, the most points ever scored in the NBA.
NBA leading scorer.
No.
But, Pac.
Only thing Michael Jordan have more than LeBron James is rings.
No.
That's a big deal.
It ain't that many.
And it ain't just – it is not just –
it's only a
– But also Jordan played in an era of basketball that did not go ahead and elevate the athlete to the point where they could go ahead and score these ridiculous high-scoring games. It was strictly – listen, the game has changed to rely or to celebrate more, reward the three-point shot. It's a scorer's league. We say that all the time. It's about points.
Right.
Defense is not something that really is prioritized like it was back in the day because defenses – we're not beating people up. So, I mean, defenses now are not beating people up like they were back in the 90s. So Jordan did have to go and rely on a different game that was not necessarily a scorer's game. It was about physicality. It was about having the tenacity to surpass guys bullying you in the paint every single time you had the ball in your hand.
Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in 1962.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you this question, Pat. Let me ask you this question.
But we don't have any footage of
I'm
that.
Just telling you.
Heck, let me ask you this question. Pack, let me ask you a question. Who's your favorite DB?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I would have to say Deion Sanders.
Who has the most interceptions?
It's not Deion Sanders.
Okay, then. So all these numbers are irrelevant.
You didn't ask me who did I think was the best DB of all time. You asked me who was my personally favorite.
This is all opinion.
Ask me who do I think is the GOAT at DB, and then that's a different question.
Who's the GOAT at DB?
Darrell.
He's lying. He is lying. He know.
Darrell Revis.
Come on, Pac. Don't do this.
Hold on one second.
Be honest, bro. Come on. Don't do this because you know I'm about to flame your ass on here.
Flame him.
No, if I had it.
Who's the GOAT, bro? You know, come on.
No, I'm saying Deion is the GOAT as far
okay.
as.
Okay. And he doesn't have the most interceptions. So all these numbers that you're pulling out right here, you came prepared to talk about your boy LeBron James.
Deion was the best athlete, bro. He played punt return, offense,
baseball.
Defense.
Can I finish?
Baseball. This man scored a touchdown, caught an interception, and then went ahead in the home run.
Okay. And so Michael Jordan was playing four in the morning gambling.
Bro,
everybody do that. And then come drop 40 on you.
Everybody do that.
Let me ask you this question. Game is on the line. Who you giving a rock to?
LB. He can play the 1 through 5. He can handle the ball.
Let me ask you this though, Pac.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
I'm playing devil's advocate here. It took 38 years for this record to be broken.
How long, Ash?
Hold on. 38 years for this record to be broken. Kareem had the record for 38 years.
Oh,
but I'm going to give you another statistic to showcase to you how phenomenal it was that Kareem had it in the first place and how the new era of basketball has benefited LeBron drastically. I'm not saying he's not one of the greatest, but it has. Kareem made 1 3-pointer in his entire career. He scored all those points in the paint, those points in the field. LeBron, not knocking his credit because the game is what the game is, has the 3-point ball on his side. Well,
who's the GOAT? So is Kareem the GOAT?
Is that what you're saying? No, for me, it's Michael
Kareem
Jordan.
Kareem couldn't shoot a three
anyway.
For me,
anyway. It's Michael Jordan.
Kareem couldn't shoot a three anyway. What does that matter?
How do we know he couldn't shoot a three?
Because look at the shots that he took.
He can't shoot no three.
He ain't shoot no three.
But look at the points he was able to accumulate not being able to shoot the three ball.
Michael Jordan, was he a good 3-point shooter? No.
He was good.
He wasn't great.
He wasn't good.
He was decent. The game was different.
Yeah. Definitely good.
But Jordan plays came from inside of the 3-point line. Like nobody could stop him from that spin away. Anytime he took a shot inside of the 3-point line, it was a make it.
Brandon Marshall here on I Am Athlete tonight here in Phoenix, Arizona, Radio Row. All the stars is gone, but we're here. Call us to join this conversation. 888-623-3646. You have Ashley Nicole Moss holding it down. Adam Pac-Man Jones. You have Mr. P. Purnell holding down the ones and twos. Producer, and then you have myself. We would love to hear from you. Call us. We want to see, did Pac do a great job in an A block or not?
Is Jordan the GOAT or not, Ashley? Jordan for me is the GOAT. Now, I can respect basketball history. Now, for me, if you ask me who my personal GOAT is, it's Kobe Bryant. Because I watched Kobe's career from beginning to end, and I can just appreciate that greatness because I witnessed it in real time. I never got to watch Jordan play. I can appreciate the history of what Jordan brought to the game, and I agree, he is the GOAT when you talk about NBA, but I can't say he's my GOAT. I never watched him play.
Ashley, come on now.
I never watched him play.
I don't know about my GOAT, the GOAT. There's a difference between my GOAT and the GOAT.
My GOAT is Kobe Bryant, but the GOAT is Jordan.
Ash.
I mean—
No, I heard these stories about you and AI. You ain't putting AI in there?
What do you mean the stories about me and AI? AI is one of my favorites, but he's not a GOAT.
What?
He's not the GOAT.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not the GOAT. He's a GOAT, I would say. He's one of the greatest of all time. I don't agree with Brandon. I think that you have the GOAT and you have a GOAT. A GOAT is just you're one of the top to ever do it. The GOAT means you are the greatest to ever do it. I think the semantics matter here.
Yeah, but you coming out here saying, and I've heard you say this a few times.
What?
Kobe's my GOAT.
He is my GOAT.
And then the GOAT is Jordan. Like, that's too easy.
Jordan is Kobe. Jordan is the NBA's GOAT.
Not anymore.
Kobe Bryant is a GOAT, and he's also my GOAT.
There's one GOAT.
No, there's a GOAT, and there's the— Okay, let me ask you. Let me put it in football terms. Joe Montana, is he one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
Yes.
Listen how you posed the question.
Is he one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? Let me slow it down,
because you know Ashley talk around you quick now.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You got to listen. You got to slow Ashley down a little bit. The question is—
Was yes or no?
Joe Montana, right. One of the greatest of all time.
Which is
time.
A GOAT.
So yes or no?
So when you say it that
yes
way,
or no?
Yes.
All right.
That's
my point. One of the, but who's the GOAT?
Okay, there's a difference between
Tom Brady.
Not if you ask LT.
See,
if you ask LT, it's Joe Montana.
Yeah,
the greatest quarterback of all time is Tom Brady.
For you.
Yes, your opinion, Brandon.
How many rings? Seven
I agree
rings?
With you. I think he's the GOAT.
Yes.
But would you— – there are multiple— – there are other GOATs.
No, there's great the, players and then there's the
there's
GOAT.
There's V and then there's A.
Can we just— – let's be the ones that get this
rings
right.
Does rings define GOATs?
Yes.
It's part of it. I don't agree.
I don't, maybe in basketball, but definitely not football.
But then if you say that rings matter in basketball as defining the GOAT, then Jordan should be the GOAT, LeBron.
I'm a LeBron fan.
Got it.
Jordan
so
is
he's
the GOAT.
Your GOAT.
Yeah, but it's the same way.
Got it.
Have you ever met LeBron, Pac?
Don't disrespect Adam Pac-Man Jones at this table.
Bro, you follow me on Instagram. I just posted you pictures of LeBron at my game with the Cowboys, me and him dapping it up on the sideline, talking before the game. Like, yeah, I do know LeBron.
Did he have a Pac-Man Jones jersey on?
He didn't have a jersey on that game.
Was this when he was a Cowboys fan?
He's done been to a couple of my games, though.
Cincinnati?
No Cincinnati, all Dallas.
This is only when he was a Cowboys fan.
So he's not a Cowboys fan anymore, apparently.
I heard
about that with him and Jerry.
He said he's a Browns fan now.
So
Brown?
Yes.
Let me tell you this.
He's back to the Browns.
He went from sugar to shit.
I've only met.
a Browns? He want to wear a trash bag over his head?
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, Pat.
Bro,
Pat.
You need to cut it. Cut it.
Mr. B, the owner, passed away from the Denver Broncos. Mm. When I asked him to trade me back in 2010 when Josh McDaniels took over, I walked in his office and he's like, literally had tears in his eyes. He's like, bro. He's like, Brandon, I love you. You're one of my favorite Broncos. But now, you know, I'm going to do what's best for the Denver Broncos. He said, you know, love you to death, but it's business. If I have to ship you to the Cleveland Browns, guess what I'm going to do, Brandon? I'm shipping you to the Cleveland Browns to get a better deal.
Wow.
He said that. Like, everybody just thinks, why does everyone overlook the Browns? And disrespect the Browns. I thought the Browns
got some things with them. We're not going to dive into that.
But there's only one team in Ohio, bro.
Yes, it's the Bengals.
It's called the Bengals.
We only support the Bengals over here.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brandon is a man of many talents because outside of being a beast on the gridiron, outside of being a CEO, outside of just doing everything perfect, as he says.
Not perfect.
Close to it, you say?
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you that. He also, it was in his reporter bag day one here at Super Bowl 57 from Phoenix, Arizona, and was making his rounds talking to everybody from Juju Smith, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. You might have seen that viral clip go viral. And we're gonna dive into all those clips. But first, Brandon, kind of walk us through your process today and what it felt like being on the other side of the mic.
Right. I mean, well, this is a big moment, and, you know, everyone's pulling on our guys, right? Like, well, the Eagles, the Chiefs. And so you really have, like, that one moment to get that one question right. And so we played with this on the go. We call this on the go. We did it in training camp. We hit about 14 teams, Pack and I, Shady Joint later on. And really we just got an opportunity to ask the guys 2, maybe 3 questions. And what we did is we just approached it from a different angle, right? Instead of just asking, you know, about the X's and O's or this statistic, that statistic, we asked them about their favorite rappers or their favorite foods or the capital of this. And Patrick Mahomes, put the cheese out there and he bit it.
Listen, we're gonna wait to dive into that clip. So hold that story. But first, you spoke to Juju. That clip is actually now up live on I Am Athlete's Instagram page. So make sure you guys go comment, like, share, all of that. We're gonna actually play it for you right here and we'll dive into it. Take a listen.
So I got my dog here, Juju. A couple quick questions. Any TikToks coming out this week?
Oh, for sure, 100%. A lot of TikToks this week.
Can you give us a hint?
I'm gonna just say this, it's some dancing, and I'm putting something together with my teammates for a touchdown celebration, so.
Okay, I love it. That's Juju, one of the best to do it. Bro, what inspired you in this fashion game, man? Like, every week you're doing something different. It's almost like, you know what I mean, you're curating not just an outfit, but a whole vibe. Like, give us the inspiration.
Honestly, man, my fashion inspiration just comes from, you know, just being myself and showing my personality. And I'm sure you got it too. Right. So I guess showing that side of me is that, man, I love to dress. You know, I love to look nice. You know, that saying that you look good, you play good, and that's a vibe. I'm always a vibe, man.
Can you tell us what you're going to be wearing this week? Come on, man, give it to us, man. Break the news on I Am Athlete.
Man, I Am Athlete, man. I'm going to be wearing some Dolce & Gabbana, baby.
I love Dolce & Gabbana, one of my favorite designers. Right. They make some dope stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's first of all, Juju may have some competition because I saw you and Pac earlier today hitting them TikTok dances, and I don't know. He right. may not want to battle y'all. Pac hit that with no problem.
Yeah, well, I can really dance. I don't know about Brandon. I'm going to be on a Dancing with the Stars sometime soon. I got a vibe. I got a rhythm. Either you got it or you don't.
But my question for you, what grown man want to dance?
The ones that enjoy dancing. It's a lot of grown men that dance.
Chris Brown dances?
Yeah. What kind of question is
that? Usher dances?
Why would you say that?
Usher dances?
I'm just asking. I can't ask a question. Is there any wrong?
Have you? That's because you don't know how to dance.
I did good. You heard Ashley today.
He did pretty well. He did decent.
But he didn't know what he didn't look like he knew what he was doing.
Listen, a lot of competition, Ashley. Dancing. I did a great job. That was my second TikTok dance. So I played
into
the
trend. I think I have it on my phone. I can show it to Pac.
And then the second part of this whole thing is the fashion side, right? A lot of guys in sports are into fashion. I'm like, what's his name? Superman. What's his name?
Cam
the
Newton?
Rapper. The rapper.
Oh. Superman.
Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy.
I'm like Soulja Boy. I'm the first to do a lot of things. And I was the first to kind of bring this whole fashion walk into sports. You know how everybody
the tunnel
now.
Walk,
yeah,
you mean?
Because we were talking to Juju about fashion.
Bro, we always been fresh. You might
we always been fresh.
Because you was in New York.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about putting it in a position where, yo, I'm fresh. I'm coming into the stadium. Make sure the cameras is there. The whole tunnel walk. I was first.
Oh, are you going to say that on the record?
It's on the record.
Okay, Brandon Marshall is saying on the record that he was the first to create the tunnel
Brandon
walk
Marshall
for the
used
NFL
to wear
players.
NFL and NBA.
You were not the first to create the tunnel walk for NBA players.
The NBA wasn't doing this in 2006.
To practice,
and
it, bro.
And
you
that was
no you wore pajamas
swag,
to practice?
Bro.
Game, practice, all of that. What happened was this, Pac. You know, you like to sweat. You like to warm up. Pajamas. Pac is talking about, like, these legend, like, yeah, pajamas. Oh, he practiced against you.
Yeah, we had legendary moments.
So I get to a game, and I forgot to pack, like, these specific sweatpants that make you sweat. And so I'm out there.
Oh, you wanted
couple,
sweat purposely.
Correct. Yeah, it was a couple hours before the game. So what I end up doing is going into the team pro shop that was in the stadium. And all they had was pajama pants.
Team pajama pants.
So, okay. Boom, I put them on. I'm rocking them. And everybody's talking about it. So I just kept it going. So I go out to practice with my pajama pants. I would, you know, warm up in them, you know, pregame. It came a thing. Business now savvy. I wish back then I was as savvy because I would have turned that into a whole brand.
You did start that.
It was crazy.
You did start that.
I started
you
that.
You started pajama pants.
And guess
you
what? Not, you know why I stopped wearing
you
it?
You did not start the swag, though.
You know why
you
I stopped wearing them?
Fresh,
let's get back like, to that. But you know why I stopped wearing the pajamas, Pac?
What?
Josh McDaniels came in and he said, yo, no more pajama pants.
Oh, you,
you know what I should have did in retrospect?
Is that where your beef with him started?
It's a lot of things like that.
Got it.
What I should have did, I should have looked him in his eyes and said, no pajama pants.
No Brandon Marshall.
No Brandon Marshall.
Listen, if you guys want to go ahead and chime in on the conversation, make sure you call 888-623-3646. I know we have some callers on the line. Stay on the line. We will get to you in a second. I promise. That's 888-623-3646. But, Brandon, you also spoke to Big Red.
Who's Big Red?
Andy Reid. That's what they call him.
Oh, that's what they call him, Big Red.
They call him Big Red. I think we have the soundbite of that. Do we have the soundbite of Brandon's conversation with Andy Reid? All right, let's play that.
Let's go.
The top three rappers alive.
Do the Fat Boys count as one rapper?
No. Jay-Z.
Oh.
Shoot, I don't know. I,
come on, coach, you got it. Dig deep.
Master P.
I'll take it. Lil Wayne. Wasn't he just at our place?
You got to give me an easier question.
I will say, listen, Lil Wayne and Jay-Z were great answers. Master P, I wouldn't call him. I wouldn't say he was top three, though.
But you got to look at it like this. Definitely Jay-Z.
Definitely Lil Wayne.
Definitely Lil Wayne. And you got to put Master P on there.
Top three, though, Pac.
But what other artists have sold more independent records than Master P?
But I'm talking like, I would say I put Biggie in the top three before I put Master P.
Biggie was.
You keep going back to numbers, Pac. Stop this number stuff. Who's your best DB? Who's your favorite DB? And how many picks does he have compared to the guy that's number one?
No. You can't do everything about picks and touchdowns and
cultural relevance, though.
Who is the biggest part.
Who is more culturally relevant than Biggie or Pac?
Okay, so to ask him this question.
I think Master P had more cultural relevancy than Biggie.
Potentially. It's up there, though. He put this out on the map.
He changed the game for us as inner city kids to showing us, like, look, you can go and play basketball, you can go to college, and you can do the music thing.
And you can be an entrepreneur.
And you can bet on yourself. Biggie wasn't betting on himself.
Biggie had everybody wearing Coogee sweaters and all that stuff, and Tim's.
Biggie was a label. It wasn't independent. Master P was all independent.
I'll give you that. So, P did a lot with little to no financial and corporate support. I will give you that.
I'll say this. You have a strong argument, but I feel you fall short because Biggie, because of the situation and what happened at the end, I would say it feels like Biggie's almost a global name.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And Master P.
Just like Pac.
He transformed a region, and you're so right there. And then he became national. But I feel like it stops there. Can he tour globally? Yes. But it's a difference between Biggie and Master P.
And the difference is that Biggie is not here. That's the biggest difference. Mm. You know, when people are gone, we forget, like, when everybody's here, we don't give them their flowers.
Right.
Like, Biggie getting all his flowers because he's not here. Young Dolph, we could use him as an example.
Nipsey.
Independent artists. Nipsey.
Nip.
Independent artists. All these independent artists that make millions and millions of dollars and bet it on themselves. From where, as in, I had to go and sign with Bad Boy.
A machine.
To blow me up. And nothing against Biggie. I'm a Biggie fan. But I got so much respect for the I'm Athletes. The Master P's, the Young Dolphs, they took it the hard way and bet it on themselves. Like, at the end of the day, you get a little skip the line pass once you sign the deal, but it's
the whole
hard. Like, and the biggest part is we don't get respect what respect do when people are living. Yeah, we give Jay-Z his crown because he's the best of the best. Right.
So who's your top five?
Jay-Z. I'm just saying. Jay-Z grew up with Biggie. Biggie is better than
Jay-Z? But my thing right now, give the top five the flowers now.
Why can't you compare?
Jay-Z had a drastically much longer career because Biggie's life was cut short. It's not a fair comparison. Their careers, because one's career spanned 20-plus years and one's career was tragically cut short. We don't know what Biggie would have been had he still been alive. He may have been Jay-Z, and Jay-Z may not have been Jay-Z. Jay-Z filled the void for Brooklyn and for New York when Biggie died. Because the city, the culture was desperate. They needed somebody, and Jay-Z was there at the right time, and he became the greatest rapper out of New York City because of it. But we don't know if that would have been Biggie instead.
Because some people get Wally Pipped. You know what Wally Pipped mean, Pac?
Play.
You know what Wally Pitt mean? Pernell, you know what Wally Pitt mean. Can you explain what Wally Pitt mean to these youngsters? Ashley Nicole Moss, who knows everything about all sports. She doesn't even know this. And Pac, you are a super fan.
And Pernell, bring me that list of callers. We can dive into this convo.
Come on, PT.
No, he can't. He's not on. You got to tell
him. You can't?
You can tell me and I'll say it.
He can jump on.
What is it? What's Wally Pitt mean? When someone gets replaced, it means it's called getting
Wally
Pitt.
And she says she's a Yankee fan. This happened with the Yankees.
I never heard that saying before, though. I know who he is, but I never. No, I knew the history, but I've never heard someone use that as an adjective.
Bro, that was the weakest shit that you could have said. That shit was so weak just then, Ash. You could have kept that one in your back pocket,
listen,
bro.
Listen, we're gonna dive into some callers, and then before we close out this block, we're going to play the infamous prank that Brandon played on Patrick Mahomes. But I have a call for Brandon that he's going to like. Very, very much. Brandon.
This is Jeff from
Miami.
Oh, at least
AKA my dad.
Yes.
It is. Hi, Daddy. Welcome to Super Bowl.
Are they taking care of my little girl out there? That's all I want
to
know.
Hey, she taking care of us. Pops.
No, we taking care of First Lady.
She bossing us around. We got to be here. We got to be there.
Sounds about right.
I can see that. Hey, Brandon, I'm glad that you explained that whole pajama thing, man. I thought you were trying to imitate MC Hammer when that happened, man.
Pops, do you really remember that? Seriously.
I do remember it, man. I totally remember. It was a total fashion statement, man. I feel you, man.
I keep telling them I'm the first to do these things, and they don't believe me. There was no TikTok or no Instagram back then to highlight it.
No, man. If there was, man, they would have been in trouble if there was some TikTok or Instagram back then. I'll tell you that.
I could have established a multi-million-dollar brand.
For sure. Hey, listen, real quick, man. I just wanted to say one thing about that gold conversation. I know you guys have moved past, but I'll say one thing. And I tell people this all the time. I tell Ashley this. The numbers don't translate, right? Numbers don't translate.
Preach to them, Daddy.
Right? The numbers just don't translate, and that's the biggest problem with trying to compare, you know, players from different generations, because the rules change, the numbers don't translate, right? So, look, I consider MJ the GOAT because he's from my era, and he was just an assassin, man. The guy just had a killer mentality. I'm not sure if LeBron mentally had that same kind of killer mentality.
Pat just took his headset off.
I just think that MJ Jeff would just take you by
Jeff from South Florida. You got Pac-Man Jones that just literally walked off set after you said LeBron didn't have the mentality.
And it's honest truth, because if he did, when he went down and played with Miami, remember, they lost 2 out of 4, right? Now, yep. He would have won all 4 if they had the killer mentality. That was a super team, but he didn't because they didn't have the killer mentality. They should have won 4 championships. But the fact of the matter is MJ's never lost, so I believe that he's a GOAT. But I got to give LeBron his props, man. 20-plus years, and to have that longevity and keep his body in shape, you guys have to appreciate that as former athletes. To stay at the top of the game that long is impressive, man.
Yes,
so really, really quickly, because I think Ashley has some breaking news or something. They won't tell me what it is, but really quickly, are you a fan of this whole multiple GOATs thing, or are you more of a fan of just there's one GOAT?
There's only one GOAT. I believe that I'm a fan of the top 50 players of all time. I think you can rank them, but again, the numbers don't translate. It's so hard to take a guy who played in the 90s or whatever and compare him to a guy that's playing now because the rules are so different. But, I mean, you know, if you have a big enough sample size, I think you can put players in a group. You know who the top players are in the league. But there's only one GOAT, man. There's really only one GOAT. And I believe Michael Jordan could play in today's game. He could play in today's game without a problem.
Teach Ashley
that,
please.
Thank you, Daddy. Appreciate it. Call in tomorrow.
Right. Love you guys. All right.
Bye. Listen, we have some breaking news here at Radio Row. The Lakers are finalizing a deal to land D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the Jazz will send Mike Conley and picks to the Timberwolves in exchange, while Russell Westbrook and a lightly protected 2027 LA first round pick is headed to Utah.
Wow.
So we have a three-team trade. Let me go ahead and break that down one more time. The Lakers are going to land D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt from the Minnesota Timberwolves. In exchange, the Jazz will send Mike Conley and picks to Minnesota, and Minnesota will go, and I'm sorry, and Russell Westbrook and a lightly protected 2027 LA first-round pick will head to Utah. So the Lakers have officially dumped Russell Westbrook's
yes.
contract successfully.
Yes.
They have been trying to do so for, it seems like, a very long time. They finally have it. LeBron gets multiple pieces back, multiple successful pieces. D'Angelo Russell is now back in Los Angeles. I don't know if you guys remember, he played there once upon a time. So, Pac, how do we feel about this trade, this three-way trade? Do you like it? Love it?
Love it. If you look at the game last night, Russ was a bum.
Oh, wow.
He didn't want to pass the ball. Every shot he took, it looked like I don't know what it was, but he don't fit the chemistry of the team. And you can see last night, to me, in warm-up, nobody took a shot but LeBron. And guess who was the other second person? Russ. In the game, Brian wide open, Russ didn't pass. And I love Russ as a player. Some guys just don't get what it is when you're doing a team a mission. The mission that Russ on is an individual mission, and I don't think it's good for the team. So I think this is good. I think LA still make the playoffs. I think this is a way better situation that we have now before last night.
Well, listen, LeBron gets some help that he's been asking for. You know, Malik Beasley averages about 16 points per game. I mean, he shoots about 40% from the field. We talk about D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell, I believe, is – let's go ahead and pull that up. Brandon, as I'm pulling up these stats, listen, Westbrook, I'm a Westbrook fan. So this makes me kind of sad because it's starting to signify the end of what Westbrook was back
in the
day.
But go.
But what do you make of this? Did LA ever give Westbrook a fair shot? What do you make of this trade?
LeBron, great job.
Okay.
Number one right now in points. But the same way we talk about Bill Belichick as a terrible general manager, we may need to start talking about LeBron James the same way.
Man, you need to cut that shit out.
What they call him? Something GM or something? What's that little thing they say?
Lay GM.
What is it?
Lay GM.
Lay GM. Right? Like, he made this decision. To me, this is more on LeBron than it is Russell Westbrook. Love LeBron. Dope. Phenomenal. But, you know, ain't nothing moving without his approval. LeBron goes out there, and everybody's looking at this could be a terrible science experiment.
Uh-huh.
Did they sit down and talk before they made this move? Yes, they did. So LeBron, being one of the greatest teammates, one of the greatest minds in basketball, you got this wrong. And you also got it wrong a couple of times over the last few years, man. So, like, LeBron needs to own up to this as well. Because, Ashley, I disagree. Watch what happens. Your boy, why not, is going to go to Utah. I guarantee he averaged a triple-double.
Who cares? They're going to lose.
No, I guarantee they get in.
Utah,
they're going to finish with a better record than the Lakers.
Now, remember, Utah is in they haven't successfully been doing it, but they are in a rebuilding era after trading away Rudy Gobert in that massive trade. Mm-hmm. And also, we got to talk about Donovan Mitchell. They're supposed to be in a rebuilding era. They haven't successfully been doing that because they went on multiple win streaks.
That's
it's like
right.
they're not really understanding the process. But between Malik, D'Angelo Russell, and Jared Vanderbilt, LeBron is getting 47 points between the three of them. Malik Beasley averages 16 this season, points per game. Jared Vanderbilt is 10, and D'Angelo Russell right now is averaging about 25.
That's a great pickup.
So that's 47 points between three guys that Russell Westbrook was not giving him.
Right, but it's one player that needs to step up. Who is it, Ashley?
AD.
Yes.
Well, Anthony Davis has other issues.
Yes.
Has other issues.
Is he on the team?
He's injury prone.
But is he? Did you say?
He was benched last night, I believe.
What do you mean benched?
He was having a bad game.
Go back to yourself, bro.
I've never been benched.
The afro shit is not you.
Oh.
Get your hair braided. put your swag back together, because if you look good, you play good. Last night, bro, you look like just a guy. He did not look like the AD that we know. He haven't looked like the AD that we know the whole season. So it ain't Brun. Brun made a great decision, because when everybody was playing good, guess what? We won it all. Last year, we had injuries, and all, AD had injuries, and LeBron missed a lot of games. But come on, man.
He bounced back this year. What about – that was promising this year. I thought he was back on track. He went on a crazy run, Ashley. What was it like? It was almost like 15 games where he went crazy, and then he ended up hurting himself again. But AD started.
Yeah, AD's been struggling this season with some injuries, and it's been a commonality in his career, it seems like, for the past few seasons. And it seems like he hasn't been himself physically since the bubble, honestly. Like, that was the last time I feel like we saw Anthony Davis probably at his most – you know,
that was
no, hold on, time out. He wasn't great. He finished the bubble.
I'm not saying,
but remember
was,
that classic not, moment? He fell in the bubble.
No, but I'm
he
not fell, saying
he started grabbing his ankle. LeBron looked at his ass like, boy, if you don't get your ass up.
I'm not saying he was great. I'm saying I think that was the last season that we've seen him at his most.
That was the
greatest contribution that he gave to the Lakers. We haven't 100%. Seen that consistently since. And I can imagine it's been frustrating for LeBron. Let's call it what it is. He's 38 years old. His time's ticking. Like, he can't play forever. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to go ahead and even try to take a crack at another chip, he needs the pieces. And he hasn't had the pieces. And unfortunately, Anthony Davis, as a player who the offense runs greatly through, hasn't been able to step up to the plate. I mean, I don't really know if you guys know better than me. Are there just some guys who are injury prone? Is it something he's doing, something he's not doing? Like, it's not his fault, I would say.
Me personally, you know, you can't control those type of things. And we be in the locker room like, God damn, man, he got hurt again?
Yeah.
God damn, man, this happened again? I don't know. You know, it's a lot of guys that's so strict about their regimen of how they do things to sometimes they can overcompensate. I was one of those guys that I would make sure my hydration is at the best.
Hydration is key.
On Friday night. I've always had either someone coming to give me IV or cold tub, or I'm drinking 20 bottles of water, because I've always thought, like, if you hydrate it, you know, you won't get the little nicks and knacks and pull, but that was just my.
Well, it seemed to work. Thing.
Yeah, it seemed to work. I made it a good little lymph, and you know.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.